Every other Sunday night in 2009, listeners in Portland, Oregon, and the world over turned off their television sets and video game consoles to sit around their radio and listen to the zombie apocalypse live. Now, for the first time since originally airing, this is Portland AZ, Life After the Zombies.
They knew the apocalypse was coming. They knew death was walking across the land. They did nothing to protect us. The War of the Dead spanned the globe. Now they no longer exist. The lucky ones died in the chaos. We are not the lucky ones. We are the survivors. These are our tales. After the Zombies, Life AZ.
It is the coldest winter on record in Portland. A gray snow blankets the survivors on Ross Island. The Willamette River has frozen over, allowing the undead access to easy prey. 24-hour watches patrol the small island. Mary and Alan, still haunted by past events, have become unlikely leaders in this fragile community.
To follow me, run!
Come back!
Dad!
You can't leave me here. I taught you better. Your mother taught you better, Pumpkin. Mary!
Stop the truck! We have to go back! Please!
Right thing to do.
Daddy, don't be mad at me! Please don't be mad at me! I love you, Daddy! Please!
Not enough to save me.
Jesus.
What?
Go back to sleep, Anon.
You almost made it one whole night.
I'm sorry.
Stop it. I wasn't really asleep. It's too cold out for anything more than a couple of naps strung together.
Yeah, but I'm not helping any.
No, you're not. But you're far from the only person on this pit that wakes up screaming.
I'm still sorry.
Stop apologizing. Just turn over, try to catch a couple naps on your own.
Wait, double check the stakes if you could.
I don't want to wake up like Encino Man after the wind just up and yanks the tent into the sky.
Okay, I promise I'll try to keep my nightmares quiet from now on.
How about you promise to stop making dumb promises? Quiet nightmares? Jesus. Check the stakes and get back in here. I need the extra body heat.
God, I hate this wind. Hanan, did you say something? Hanan, you can't even hear yourself breathe. Damn. Hanan, wake up.
There is no way it's time to get up yet.
Listen.
Okay, that's the wind, and that's been around since, Earth.
No, in the wind. Zed's.
River's Edge? Gotta be.
Unless the ice got thick enough to walk on.
Where's your pistol?
I won't use it in camp.
You're kidding me. How many you think?
I can't tell. The wind is too damn loud. They're coming this way, though.
Please get your gun.
No. You grab your crowbar post by the tent flap.
God damn it. Okay. Ready.
On me. Here goes. One, two...
Hey, Mary, we got moving.
Whoa! Wait, stop! Jesus Christ!
Damn it, Alan! I almost bashed your freaking brains in! You could have said something when you got closer to our tent.
I didn't want to wake Hanan. Hey, Hanan.
Uh-huh.
So the moaning?
Yeah, you heard it too, I'm guessing.
You know, I don't normally relax all hunched over with a goddamn crowbar, so yeah, I heard him. The wind isn't helping, but I hear three at least, I think.
Well, since you're already up.
After you.
Care to join me and your girlfriend here, Hanan?
Sleep's overrated, why not? Let me put some pants on first, yeah?
She's not my girlfriend, Alan.
She's not wearing pants.
She was sleeping.
Next to her girlfriend. Pantsless.
You're a dick. She's not my...
Caring is sharing. Care to share what you two are all whispering about?
Talking about the good old days.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, I heard that wind actually carries sound, sometimes over large distances, and that might, like, suck. So maybe we could, like, whisper quieter or shut up.
Hey, Anon, I like your pants.
Shut up!
I see him, a couple of Zeds. They look confused. I mean, you know what I mean.
Ben and Jody are supposed to be the posted watch.
Did guard duty become voluntary and no one told me?
No, so I'm gonna kill him.
Later for those two. Let's kill the Zeds first.
Right, which one you want?
Left.
Hanan, play cleanup in case we blow it.
Affirmative.
Heads up!
Hey! Nothing as satisfying as the sound of... What the hell? I can't see!
Is that a Polaroid?
Mary, get back! You didn't kill it! It's moving on you! Get back!
Don't let it get me!
Got you!
Mary, you good?
Good. What the hell?
Mary, I'm so sorry. I thought you two had it. It looked like you had it, and it was just such a good shot. I thought I could just... I mean, look at this!
You and your stupid camera can go to hell. What's wrong with you?
The Zed wasn't even moving. Hardly. It's why the shot...
Hardly moving? You want to know what hardly moving is like? Because I can show you.
Hey, Alan, a little help? They're literally waking the dead over here.
Yeah, I want to see him box.
No. No, Hanan is right. Breaking your face will just waste the med supplies.
I'm sorry. I was trying to... I mean, you know the documentary...
Jesus,
I'm
shut
making,
up
right?
About your stupid documentary, Jody. No one's left to watch it.
In case you hadn't noticed, the world ended. Weekend box office is down.
Where's Ben?
I asked if he could watch Solo while I got my camera. He said everything was cool. He wasn't here when I got back, but luckily the Zeds were still here.
Still here? You mean you didn't tell anyone? You didn't brain them yourselves. You just went and got a camera.
I thought, like, the picture would be...
Shut up! Shut... Okay, where's Ben now?
I don't know. You don't think they... You don't think they got him, do you?
Look down, Jody! See those?
Yeah.
Footprints.
I know they're footprints.
Where would you say they're leading to?
The Perkins tent.
Yeah. Mama Perkins, loud, whiny, croupy baby Perkins.
And Perkins' brand new baby daddy, Ben. Alan...
Let's go talk to his goofy ass.
Hanan, do you mind keeping an eye on this child until we get back?
No worries.
Good. Back in a few.
She almost broke my camera.
God forbid.
Did she really call me a child? Who's she calling a child? I got at least 2 years on her.
And act like it.
Alright, you still ain't keyed up over knocking the dingbat around a little, are you?
A little. I'll apologize later. I may be overreacted. I mean, she is an idiot. She doesn't know any better.
No. Hell with all that. She got what she deserved. We all know better by now. And speaking of stupid people... Hey, Ben! You in there? I hope your midnight hookup was worth the 48 food penalty you got coming! Ben! Lucy!
Empty. No Lucy Perkins, no baby Perkins, nada.
Unbelievable.
They took the baby out in this mess?
I'm gonna kill him and his dumb little girlfriend, too.
Alan, think you're overreacting?
No, no, Mary. The tracks, Mary. They left here, and then they went straight to the med tents.
No.
Yeah, even in the apocalypse, the tweakers are ruining everything for everyone. Oh, great, wonderful. Wind must have covered the sounds. You know, it's this crap that makes me wonder if the walking freaking dead don't have the right idea. I mean, you don't see them stabbing each other in the back.
Alan, they took the baby out in this.
Yeah, they took a baby, and our first aid, and the morphine, and the antibiotics, the burn creams, you know, the stuff we need when it hits the fan.
Any ideas?
Yeah, I'm thinking something like, find Ben. Beat Ben's stupid ass unconscious. Wake Ben up, beat Ben some more, take back our meds, something like that.
Okay, we'll get a search party going in the morning.
No, Snow will have covered their tracks by then. We gotta go now, otherwise we won't see that medicine ever again.
Let me get my gun.
Yeah, you do that. You grab Jody while you're at it. She bought a ticket for this E-ride when she left Ben alone. You buy the ticket, you take the ride.
Thanks for coming, Hanan.
I'm an insomniac. Wasn't doing anything else anyway. Besides, you could use the extra ears.
If she's the extra ears, what am I here for? I don't don't know why I had to come.
Oh, you're the eyes, Spielberg, and your stupid camera. You got such a mad on to make a documentary? Well, I'm sure there's all kinds of stuff for you to be documenting out here.
So, do we really need a lookout? I thought Zed froze stiff in winter. I mean, that's what the book says.
Nobody knows jack about these things except for if you get bit, you die.
Yeah, that book was in the humor section of PAL, so you need to stop quoting it.
It's been a big help on a lot of things.
I miss the undead photography tips and tricks chapter myself.
I'm just saying, Max had some pretty good ideas about
this. Hey, shut up. Okay, you're here to look, not talk. You're making my brain hurt.
Okay, fine. Jeez. Okay, those are tracks, right?
Yes, they are.
They are?
I think they're going down the East Bank Esplanade.
I did good, right?
How far do they go?
I can't see far enough.
Anybody?
I need more light, damn it.
I did good, right?
Hey! What are you, retarded or something? Don't you know what the-
Whoa! Hey! Frozen Zed's in the ground!
Watch it! Back up! Back!
Ugh, we missed these guys in the roundup, I think.
All right, everybody, calm down, chill out. Squatters are homeless or something. Frozen right in. Must have bought it months ago. There's no food to attract them. Early winter rains gave way to mud, and then snow.
And they froze right there.
All right, let's put them down before they attract their friends.
You know what weirds me out? They never cry out. We're smashing their brains in with a steel pipe, and they don't make a single noise about it.
I'm glad they don't.
I don't know why. It just messes with my head.
Even in death, we didn't notice them. We haven't learned anything, have we?
Oh, jeez. Cut the narration, Spielberg. This isn't a movie. We learned how to survive. So far as I'm concerned, that means we learned enough. All right, let's go, ladies. Made enough of a mess here.
Jody? I mean, really?
What? This is important. This place is important.
I heard the stories about what happened at OMSI. I've never been this far north, not since the fall.
It looks like a war zone.
It was a war zone. Portland SWAT made their last stand here. I guess they thought it was a good idea at the time.
Well, food, shelter, tons of places to lock in, a stocked pantry, and access to radio and TV equipment.
You can still see the blood. Bodies, even through the snow, you can see it all.
Mary, you still with us?
Dad used to take me here all the time.
Okay, we should keep moving. Snow's making these tracks harder to follow.
It looks like Ben and Lucy stuck to the shoreline.
No, look. The tracks. You gotta be kidding me on this.
The sub? There's no way anyone, not even Ben, is that stupid.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to imagine Ben and Lucy escaping in a decommissioned submarine. I'll dive, dive. It's almost worth all this crap.
You're not gonna go easy on him, are you?
Oh no, I'm breaking his jaw. That's a given. Still, they dream big.
Come on, let's go see what kind of home these dreamers made for themselves.
I think I see survivors in there.
What, OMSI? There's nothing living in there. We're going to the sub that way.
I don't know. Something's moving. It doesn't look like one of them.
Oh, that. Take a picture.
See?
I thought I saw it.
All right, do it again.
There.
No.
See, look, there's another.
Jody, it doesn't look right.
Jody, stop it.
They're alive, come on.
Jody, no.
I'll bet they'd have all kinds of food and water in there. Think about it.
Don't, get back here.
We should go, now.
Hey in there, we're friendly.
Now, we should go now. Go, now.
Jesus, we gotta help her.
We have to go.
Yeah, she's lost, let's go.
I think I can do it from here.
No, don't waste the bullet. No, don't waste the bullet.
I hate this. I hate this so much.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What now?
Look at the Willamette.
God.
They're coming over the ice. Ugh, at least 100.
I said, get to the sub now.
Behind us! Go, goddammit! Go, go,
come on, go, go,
hurry,
go,
move, faster, move. Go!
I'm not doing this again.
Leaving the island? Yeah. Every time that happens, it seems you guys end up setting a couple hundred zombies loose.
I'm not doing it again, Alan.
Excuse me?
She shouldn't have come with us.
Like I said, she bought her own ticket.
You knew what would happen, and you didn't care. You made her come, and you made me...
I didn't make you do anything.
I shot her. I shot my dad, and I am done being your goddamn executioner, Alan.
All right, then give me the gun.
Wait a second.
Like hell I'm going to give you this gun.
Zombies to the left of me, zombies to the right. Here I am, stuck in the sub with you. All right, we need to find Ben.
How do we do that?
Well, it's an enclosed steel tube. Shouldn't be too hard.
Let's just do what we've been doing. Follow the trail he's leaving.
Wait, what trail?
Look at the floor.
Blood.
It's not congealed yet.
Don't touch it.
I know better than to just touch it, Mary. It's okay. It's still wet. 1, maybe 2 hours old.
Ben, or Lucy, or both, which means we probably just locked ourselves in a steel coffin with goddamn zombies.
At least we know where the meds are.
All right, well, let's move. Single file, light in front and back. Mary, keep the gun handy.
What about ricochets?
Don't miss.
There's crap hanging out of the walls. Check this out. It's like someone gutted it.
Well, it makes sense. Probably during the first few days. Sub was decommissioned, but in the right hands, I bet some of this radio gear could still work.
Some smartass scratched, "Here there be monsters into the wall."
I'm getting a little claustrophobic here.
What, you never took the tour? I mean, not even to kill time?
Psst, hell no. We ain't meant to go underwater. That's why I joined the guard. These feet...
Alan, move!
Wait, no! Don't shoot!
It's good. It's good. It ain't moving.
Bites? Scratches?
Nothing. I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm good. Gee, how the hell did I not see that thing?
You didn't trip on the Zed. You tripped on the axe handle sticking out of its spine.
All right, let me see that. Figures.
Ben?
Well, probably. Look, right here on the handle. Fire Station 20, Selwood. That was one of the first places that we got supplies.
I'm probably not supposed to think this is funny, but look at what it's wearing.
What?
It's a Boy Scout uniform.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know why, but that's funny to me.
No. To hell with that noise. Creepy-ass undead kids trapped in this submarine with me?
Let's just hurry up and get the
meds. No. Forget the meds. I want out.
Hey, you think there's a badge for axe catching? Because this kid's got one waiting for him.
Come
on. I'm sorry.
All right, let's go.
No. Shut up. What do you want to do? Just pop the hatch and what? Ice skate across the Willamette with a couple hundred of those things? We came to get the meds for the people on the island, and now we're trapped between a river full of zombies and Omzi's little zombie factory. We have to wait it out in the sub. We're here because you dragged us out. You got Jody killed. We're going to get the goddamn meds.
She's right, Alan.
Oh, shut up, bitch.
What the hell did you just call her?
Okay. I'm sorry that I called your girlfriend bitch, Mary.
Ow!
Okay, I earned that one.
You're damn right you earned it.
You're not gonna get a second.
It's a good thing I'm such a big old lesbo over here, because otherwise all this testosterone between you two would be turning me on. And Lord knows we don't need any distractions while, say, hunting the tweaker that stole all our meds in a submarine filled with zombie Boy Scouts. I cannot believe this is my life now. And there we go. Ah, good.
All right, that first one didn't sound like Zed, though. It sounds hurt, and it sounds like it's in here.
Sounds like Ben, you mean.
After you, Alan.
Fine.
Anand, I'm sorry about all that back there.
Stop apologizing.
What he said. I don't want you to think that I'm hiding.
Hey, drop it. Just watch our asses and try to remember who your friends are.
Oh, good. Sounds like the tweakers hold up in the captain's quarters. Now, you two cover me, okay?
Ready.
1, 2, 3. Hey, Ben?
Alan, thank God. What in the hell was that?
Where are Lucy and her baby?
And the medical supplies you swiped, ass.
Stop it! Stop it, please!
Where's the meds, douchebag?
I don't have them!
Son of a bitch!
They took it all! Stop hitting me! They took it all!
Where's the baby, Ben?
They were waiting for us, man!
They who? The zombies?
Ugh, time's up!
Ben, are all the meds gone?
They must have been touring the sub when it all went down, dude. It's the only thing I can figure out.
We gotta go.
I see him. Jesus, they're so small.
Mary, you gotta make a hole.
I hate you. God, I hate you so much.
All right, Hanan, help Mary. I gotta go get Ben.
Right. This isn't funny to me anymore.
Did Ben ever say where Lucy and the baby are?
No. Jesus, was every Oregon chapter in the sub when it went down? How many shots you got left?
7. One in the chamber and a quick load in my back pocket. We're gonna have to let him get close enough to brain him.
Christ, they're coming from everywhere! No, don't shoot! Save the bullet! Pistol whip him! God damn it!
Right, what were you thinking, Ben?
Sorry, Alan. Dude, I panicked. I wasn't thinking.
No, you weren't. Hope you managed to stash some of it.
No, man, they got it all. Alan? Alan? I ain't bit, man. They did this, not the Zeds. You don't need to be waving that painless around.
No, what I don't need is you.
What?
We can't keep this up! We gotta move now!
Alan, get Ben off his ass!
Oh, Ben ain't coming! Ben got bit. Had to use his painless. We're leaving him!
Mary, we need a path!
I hear the baby!
It's food. Let's go.
There's a baby on this boat, Alan.
Yeah, we didn't come for that.
I didn't. I'm not leaving until I find him.
You gonna argue with her, man? She's got the gun.
All right, fine. She's taking point.
The crying, it's coming from this way, towards the front.
Lucy! Lucy, where are you?
You do know you're bringing all those things down on top of us, right?
You know I'm way past caring what you say right now, right? Lucy! Behind this door.
Mary, give me the gun. I'll cover you while you two open it. Look, Mary, if you're going in there, I will cover your back, but I need the gun.
Mary,
you got 7 shots. 1, 2, 3.
What the hell?
Lucy? Lucy, turn around, sweetie.
Jesus. These Zeds are ripped up. They're literally ripped apart.
Lucy?
I can't breathe.
She tore into their face. She left a fingernail in this one.
Lucy.
She fought him by hand. Damn.
Oh, she's still holding the baby.
Lucy? It's Mary. Lucy, honey. Lucy, your baby. Can I see the baby?
Mary?
Mary?
Lucy, your baby's safe, but he can't stay here.
Her eyes are glazing over.
Keep him safe.
I will. Shh, there you go, there you go, shh.
Let me kiss him.
No, Lucy.
Kiss him.
Lucy, no.
Sun's out. No signs of Zed anywhere.
Bet the sub made him give up sooner. Probably couldn't smell us through all that metal.
Shh, everything will be okay, won't it, little James?
James?
Lucy never told me his first name. So yeah, James.
Just you and James?
Yeah, me and the little guy. Against the world.
You've been listening to AZ Episode 3, Winter of Our Discontent. Directed by Jason Crump. Radio play and story by Aaron Duran. Sound effects and engineering by James Robinson. Original music by Kristen Holovnia. Starring Bobby Winchell as Mary. Court Weber as Alan. Lisa Wood as Hanan. Bobby Roberts as James. Megan Sky Hale as Jody. Chris Todd as Ben. Megan Sky Hale as Lucy, Scarlett Crump as Baby Perkins, and Cable Hashitani as the narrator. Zombies provided by all cast and crew. You've been listening to AZ, brought to you by Geek in the City and the Rick Emerson News Network. Tune in tomorrow for Episode 4, and the Geeks Shall Inherit. I'm Aaron Duran. On behalf of Jason Crump and the entire cast and crew of AZ, thank you. And as always, aim for the head.